Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think that's right.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, Shay. Hey, welcome to the Halala Show, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Whoa,
yes.
What's going on?
We've upgraded.
I think so. We're trying something new. We're recording something. We're recording on a podcast website called Zencaster. So we're trying it out. Hopefully it works. So anyway, Happy Eureka Day!
No, it is not. But it feels like it is. It feels like it's been a week of just celebrations and congratulations. But first and foremost, before we move on with the podcast, Happy International Women's Month. And today, as we're recording, Happy International Women's Day,
hey,
everybody.
What's going on?
So a part of the podcast, we will be talking about International Women's Month. Just wait up for that. Mm-hmm. But this is the Halo Halo Show, where we talk about everything and anything under the sun. Most of it is, you know, what happens in the Philippines, because yes, we are both Filipinos. Mm-hmm. As you can see from our brown skin girl. Alam mo yung kantang yun?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. It's cool. But yeah, so we are Filipinos. We talk about, you know, Philippine pop culture, what's trending in the Philippines. But first, we talk about our lives, because I feel like it's essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary.
It is.
And it is important.
That's true. Especially this week, friend.
I know.
Yeah. So that part's called Where You Been. And then we go to our TTs, our trending topics for today. So Rica did mention something related to Women's Month. So we're talking about something that, where was this done again, actually?
This is done in PNP Bicol. So I believe in their regional area.
Mm-hmm.
So from Bicol, and where 27 police officers ran in stilettos. So they had a stiletto run.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that it's been done in different parts of the world in, you know, different years. So we're going to talk about how people are talking about it this time,
okay,
here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're also going to talk about Glock 9, who had an interview recently, because I believe he has a collaboration with Rico Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about something personal within that interview. And then after that, we're also going to talk about Benny Blanco spitting up food,
yeah, man,
in front of the camera.
Yeah. AKA, in case you didn't know, Selena Gomez's boyfriend.
Yes. And Benny Blanco, if you don't know, and I feel like a lot of people, even I was shocked that he made a lot of the songs that I listened to.
Yeah.
But you didn't know
Bieber, all those
siyang ginawa. Yeah. So he's a like big time Hollywood producer, music producer, and just a personality nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about for the TTs. And then we also have something for Reddit Recados.
Yeah, you can jump to that as well. Actually, I didn't tell Rika about it yet, but basically I found something cool on Reddit. It was a cool question, and I think it's something nice to talk about. So just you can wait up for that at the end. But let's start with where you be, man. You got to go first, man.
Sorry about the clap, but this was such a big week for me. Well, first of all, we did take a break because it was my birthday week.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Okay. Tapos, so we went to Scotland, me and Ryan. We rented this remote cabin in Scotland. It was in the middle of a tiny village in Scotland. We had to travel hours and hours. But to be honest, okay, so let me just tell you, the cabin is called Larch Cabin, L-A-R-C-H, and it's run by a couple who lives nearby the cabin, and I think it's partly serviced because they give you, like, they
water.
Have a full, yeah, obviously, water.
I was wondering.
And what's amazing about that water comes from the highlands. Like, they don't even need to filter that shit, dude. It's like bottled
stream water.
Stream water. Bro, ang lamig, ang sarap. As in, like, pag ininom mo yung tubig dun sa cabin, parang wow, parang feeling mo you're reborn. Ganon. So, ganon siya kasarap.
Fiji water could never.
Yeah, dude. Like, you could literally drink the water while you're showering, but I didn't do that. But yeah, so it's called Larch Cabin, and it's in this town called Dollar in Scotland. So to get there, well, we came from UK, from London, and then we flew to Edinburgh. And then from Edinburgh, we had to take an hour train ride to Dollar. And then from Dollar, you need to get a taxi if you don't have a car or, you know, whatever. Kasi walang Uber doon or walang whatever. You need to rent a taxi going to the cabin. And most of the taxi hires there, they already know the cabin because a lot of people go there.
Okay.
But yeah, you need to go through like fields and farms and the forest. Tapos makarating ka doon. And I had so many questions going in there kasi parang, hala, paano kami magluluto? Okay lang ba bumili ng like chicken, like raw chicken or like raw beef or whatever?
Right.
So apparently you can. We didn't do that because at first, medyo may fear kami na baka masira lang yung food na nabili namin.
Makes sense.
So we bought already cooked food. But when you go there, like my fridge, my freezer, they have a full-on kitchen. Smeg pa. As in, like, maganda yung,
oh, shit.
Dude, maganda yung mga gamit nila. They have pots and pans, all the knives that you can use.
Amal
like,
lang
they have
smeg,
a strainer.
No? So expensive, yeah, dude.
I know, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
Tapos, they have plates, everything you can think of. You need to make your own fire, but they provide you with a wood and
make
the
your
fire
own
starters.
Fire.
Yeah, dude.
I felt like you just glossed over. You just gotta make your own fire, chop your own wood.
You know? No, the wood is already chopped.
Okay.
And then meron silang mga fire starters, and they have like long stick matches, and as in very cozy. Like, you make everything your own, but they make it easy for you.
Okay.
So it's not a hassle. And yes. We went there. It's a little bit colder. So they also provided a heater, which is good because, you know, you don't want to freeze your ass off.
Mm.
So, yeah, they have like a rainfall shower. Ganda. Everything. Like, they provide everything.
Mm.
And even the information for taxis, where to go, how to get there, like how long is the walk or whatever. Everything is provided, and they even give you like whiskey when you get there. They gave us champagne because it was, I told them that it was
your
my birthday and
yeah.
We just celebrated, me and Ryan just celebrated our anniversary.
Mm.
So they gave us champagne, tapos i-welcome ka nila. So it's like really nice.
Five-star host, man.
Yeah, dude. They have like land there. They have a farm. So meron silang like may greenhouse sila, and just like a minute's walk from the cabin, they have hammocks where you can just like lie down there. There's no Wi-Fi, but there is signal. So, you know, we can post, we can go on Instagram, whatever. So they just don't provide Wi-Fi. I think it's because, you know, it's just
they want you to enjoy the nature.
Yeah, and it contributes to the whole feel of being in a remote cabin. You know, you can really disconnect. It's easy to disconnect.
Right,
so
right.
We brought our books. They have Scrabble. For some reason, we discovered that we are Scrabble people.
Scrabble?
Okay, we are Scrabble people. And dun sa lahat ng games na nilaro namin ni Ryan, nanalo si Ryan sa lahat. And I'm like, do I know words? The only words I can use are T or like op, mga ganun.
Three-letter words.
Three-letter words. Tapos alam mo yung parang hirap pa kasi yung mga triple word score nasa dulo.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, it was really fun. Within the week, we went to different parts of, well, we went to Pitlochry, which is in the Highlands. So it's one of the tourist destinations kasi maraming mga whiskey distilleries there.
Mm.
So we went to a place called Pitlochry, and I believe yung isang like tourist destination in Pitlochry is also like very Harry Potter Hogwarts thing.
Mm.
Kung saan makita yung train where, you know, like
right.
Where the train goes. So, parang ganun yung...
Parang next to the hill, next to the mountain, to Hogwarts.
Yeah, literally, it's in the mountains.
Right,
and then we ate at this place called Victorious, and it's really good. And I'm actually really surprised na parang there's this you know, like village in the middle of the mountain.
It's like Hogsmeade.
Yeah, as in, ang sarap ng pagkain nila. So it's this place called Victoria's. Very like bistro type of place. So, alam mo yun, Caesar salad, steak, and calamari, mga ganun-ganun. It was really good. Surprisingly, they had really nice coffee and their service was amazing. After that, we had a whiskey tour. We went to a distillery. It's called the Blair Athol Distillery. And apparently, Blair Athol, it's not a well-known whiskey brand, but their whiskey, they actually like distribute it to more well-known brands like Johnny Walker and, Jack, you know, Daniels. Like Glenlivet. I think so. Parang ganon, yung parang mga whiskey na well-known. So the whiskey that they produce, they don't really bottle a lot of just their...
Under their name.
Just the whiskey under their name. Right. But they do. So it's not well-known. But yun nga, binibigay nila yung whiskey for like other blended whiskeys.
Right.
And then they showed us their yung mga crates kung nasan yung mga whiskey, and they even showed us the whiskey that's been there for like 50 plus years or whatever. And apparently, when whiskey is like, what do you call this?
Aged?
Kept in a barrel. Yeah. When it's kept in a barrel for a certain amount of years, hindi na siya nagagamit. Hindi na siya pwedeng i-bottle and ibenta kasi masyado na siyang like concentrated, and it needs to be like a certain type of concentrate for it to be, you know, properly
good.
Distributed.
Yeah.
So, hindi na siya pwedeng ganun. Tapos, yeah, it was really nice. Even if I'm not a whiskey drinker, actually, si Ryan yung mas whiskey drinker between the both of us. I still enjoyed it kasi it's like coffee, it's like wine. When
there's
I tasted the
it.
Different, there's an art to it, and there's different tastes, there's different like notes and everything, which even if you're not a whiskey drinker, you will be able to kind of like notice. Mm. The differences. Kasi dun sa whiskey tasting part of the tour, they gave us 3 types of whiskeys, like kung paano siya, like binru or whatever. They even showed us like the big crates where they put the yeast and the sugar, and it smells amazing. It smells like sourdough bread everywhere.
Really?
Ganon. Oo, maganda siya. So I recommend going there if you guys are going to the Highlands in Scotland. I know Scotland is it's a tourist destination, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, Edinburgh, most of the time people go to Edinburgh because it's the city. But if you want to go kind of off the beaten path, I recommend Pitlochry. It's really nice. So we also went to the village nearby our cabin, which is, it's nearby when you have a car or when you have a bike, but if you walk, we walked 40 minutes one way.
Damn!
Ang dami na namin na pag-usapan ni Ryan. Deep, dark, deepest secrets namin na reveal na namin dahil sa 40-minute walk. So, it's a village called Dollar, and I must say, it is really small. It's very quiet. So, madaming tourist spots doon. But when we went there, it was closed. So, it's really nice. And we ate at a few restaurants. We also went to this bookshop called the Wee Bookshop. And then, sobrang unassuming niya. Kasi when you go in there, you think that it's just gonna be like a bookshop, a normal bookshop. But they have a coffee shop inside. They even have like a glass house. Kita mo yung sky. Ang ganda. It was really nice.
Nice.
So that was a very relaxing 5 days in Scotland. And then for the last day, So we went back to Edinburgh because that's where we have our flight. And Ryan was asking me, "Oh, do you want to go to Arthur's Seat?" So Arthur's Seat is like this mini hike where you can, like, para siyang overlooking Edinburgh. So you can see the city from up there. So it's really nice. So mini hike lang. Parang we went there for like, we walked up Arthur's Seat for like, I don't know, 30. But to be fair, we didn't actually go to the peak. We went to like the middle part of it. So we walked maybe 30, 40 minutes one way. And then we were taking videos. The whole trip, kasi, we brought our cameras because we wanted to make a vlog out of it. So it was unusual that Ryan was setting up the camera and was like, "Oh, dito ka, punta ka dito, ganyan, ganyan." Tapos, biglang, he got on one knee and asked me the question. Okay, palapan, palapan, guys. Yes. We're engaged now.
Man, you're engaged, Rika G. That shit's crazy.
It's crazy,
that's
dude.
The first thing we said when we got on the video call before. We
I know. Here. It's like, that's crazy. That's insanity. That's insane, it's amazing, bro. It's insanity, and it's like, it's the... Alam mo yung parang nung, so obviously, like, obviously it's not like unusual for us. Well, we've always talked about it since getting together. But obviously I'm the type of person to be like, oh, you know, marriage, it's out there. It's one of the things that obviously I think about, but I never really say na, oh, now. No, I never do that. But it's just really, it's such a great feeling. And obviously, it's a big change for us. It's a big milestone in our relationship, and I'm really thankful, and we're so happy. And we also still can't believe it's been a week now. And sometimes I'm, alam mo yung parang sa elevator ako, tapos nakatitig lang ako sa ring, tapos parang ako, wow.
Damn.
That was people like go out of the elevator thinking that what is this girl doing? But anyway, okay, real talk, mental health talk, okay. So I remember when everything happened. So the proposal happened. We talked to our parents, our families, blah, blah, blah. And apparently they knew. Like, literally, Ryan set this whole thing up 2 months before it even happened. And I did not have a single idea. I only had an idea when we were going up there, because parang very adamant siya na, hindi, dito tayo, or ganyan, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Pero parang hindi ko din naman masyadong iniisip. Okay. You know what I mean? And, so after that, bumaba kami, tapos pumunta kami sa isang place where, you know, we went to the toilet, we had a few, ganyan, so like rest. Tapos parang nakatitig lang ako sa kawalan. And I remember telling myself, Rika, wake up, this is real. Because if you know me, and I know myself, whenever something big happens in my life, good or bad, I always kind of space out. Yung parang, ano, parang out-of-body experience. I don't know when I developed this thing. Yung parang nagdi-disassociate ako sa sarili ko. And obviously, my mind and my body doesn't know if this big change is a good or bad change. Kaya siya nangyayari sa akin eh. Na parang nagdi-disassociate ako. So, I had to really wake up, and I really had to talk to myself that, Rika, wake up. Like, be in the moment. Be in the moment and feel all the feelings. Because you don't want to miss out on this. You don't want to be looking back 5 years from now saying na, naramdaman ko nung nagpropose sa akin si Ryan. So, I really had to talk to myself, because that's what usually happens. And I'm glad that I did, because now I remember all of the feelings and now I felt all of the emotions. And it kind of reminded me of when I got a car. So, my I remember, and I know that this is a privilege, and I remember my dad giving me a car. And dahil it's such a big, you know, like, it's a big thing that was given to me, and I don't know how to handle it, nag-space out ako. Nag-space out talaga ako to the point na hindi ko nga ginamit yung car for a week. Okay. Because I didn't know how to, like, what is this? You know what I mean? So, I remember that, na parang thinking, and I remember I had so much regret not having this big reaction towards my dad na parang, oh my God, thank you so much. Iyak-iyak, alam mo yun. So, I always remind myself of that regret. So, when this happened, when this big milestone happened between me and Ryan, I really wanted to be there, be present, and, you know, just like feel so thankful and happy and everything. So, that was really nice. So, I called all of the people and I told all of the people that, you know, who are important to me. I called my parents. We had like deep talks and everything, which was, you know, unusual. And nagugulat din ako sa parents ko, kasi obviously, like, you know, like growing up when you're a teenager, you experience so much resistance from your parents. Na parang, no, you're not supposed to do that. No, you can't do that. Blah blah blah. And the past 3 years, I've been surprised. Or my parents have been surprising me so much. Kasi whenever I decide something for my life, kunwari, when I quit my job, when I wanted to move here to the UK and I wanted to move in with Ryan, everything was just like, yeah, okay, ikaw, kung anong gusto mo, or, you know, whatever your decision is. And it shocks me kasi all my life, all I've known is resistance. Mm. And now, literally, they think of me as a separate human being from them, an adult from them. Mm. So parang nakaka, obviously, I'm very thankful for that, you know, for that type of, that part of our lives na ganun na nila ko tignan, that I can make decisions for my own. But obviously, they're still there to like guide me and stuff. Mm. So, wala lang. Parang, it's also something that I kind of always think about. Na, oh, no, parang they just really, they trust me to make the best decision for myself. Which is very unusual also. So, and I'm sure like, you know, some people can relate to that. So I don't know how to handle it, but I very much welcome it in my life. Kasi nga, it's a good change, true, I guess, with the relationship between me and my parents. So yeah, it's been such a whirlwind of a week.
Yeah, my question is, right after it happens, like I always see proposal videos, right? But then I've never been to like a, you know how some people invite friends to the proposal, yeah, they plan the whole thing. I've never been to one of those, right?
Me too.
What happens after? You're just like, oh, let's go
home. No, I didn't leave. Kami, obviously, because we don't have like our family and our closest friends here in the UK, we just called everybody. We called everybody that we wanted to tell them.
Oh, lie, I lie. I have been pala to one. My cousin.
Really?
Pala. Yeah, sa Yosemite National Park. But
oh, damn.
But she didn't know either. But I felt like, I guess it's not that. Well, like you and Ryan, you've been together for a while, and then I guess since you already kind of had a feeling, I guess it's just normal. Because I kind of want to go to one where like they didn't have no idea. That would be crazy.
Because I didn't have an idea as well.
Right. No, but I mean, you guys like because my
we talked about it.
Because my cousin, and her now husband Clint, the one that got married last year. I felt like they were already married, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in my mind. True. So, ayun, that was really nice. And obviously, like, in between all of the big things and going home here and calling all of our families, you know, me and Ryan still talk and kind of like, alam mo yung parang debrief ourselves of the thing that just happened. Because I feel like you really have to. Kumbaga yung parang, you know, like, person to person, let's talk, you know, and let's talk about our feelings about this. And he knows that I like doing it na whenever something big happens, I like to debrief ourselves. Na parang, ano nararamdaman mo? Or ganyan.
Right.
And I feel like over the years, I've developed something na I like to over-explain myself so that I know that people understand me. So, yun, you know, it's such a big change in my life, and I feel like it's also a milestone that I want to share with everybody. That's why I'm telling you this here on the podcast. Who would have thought 6-7 years ago when we started this podcast and we talk about, you know, like Backstreet Boy, you know, like ship cruises or whatever. That this is what we'll be talking about, know, in man. 6 to 7 years.
That's wild, huh?
So, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's the only word I can think of. It's crazy.
There's no other, I know.
You know, I can't. It's it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool. Congratulations.
So, I know. Thank you. After that, sabak ulit. I went to work right away and back to normal. But obviously, everything seems so, like, I feel like I'm in a cloud.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still,
nakatitig ka lang sa
sisig. Tapos nakatitig lang ako sa ring ko na parang, gusto ko lahat
what
ng,
what coffee can I get today?
Gusto ko lahat ng tinuturo ko, it's with my ring finger. Oh, you wanna go to the toilet? It's right here.
You want a 16-ounce diamond carrot macchiato?
I know. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. So, okay. And I'm very happy for this milestone. So, I think I'm gonna end with that.
Yeah.
I know that I might have, I probably forgot a bunch of stuff.
I mean, you got the most important part in, right?
So that's
what matters, right? Unless something even crazier happened. Unless you got married on the spot. I think you hit the mark on that.
Yeah. So alam mo ba, because you know, because we work in events, obviously, and we've hosted a bunch of weddings already. Like I've hosted a bunch of weddings. Pero sinasabi ko palagi kay Ryan na, I'm actually very specific with what I want because I've seen, I feel like I've seen multiple versions of a wedding and a reception already. Mm. And from all of those experiences, na pinpoint ko na yung parang, ah, ito gusto ko. Yes. Ah, ito ayaw ko. Yes. So, yeah. So, ano naman pala? It's very helpful that I worked in that industry as well. So, yeah, I think I'm going to end with that. Finn.
All right, man. Speaking of weddings, that's something I did last week. I hosted a wedding for Artie and for Tina. Sorry, Artie and Tina, who contacted me. Do you remember si Bianca, student Jack Bianca? You remember her? I don't know if you remember.
I think so.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. That's her. Her boyfriend is the cousin of the groom. Parang ganun. Anyway, she recorded me for that.
Twice removed.
Shout out Bianca. it was cool, man. And sa Tagaytay, most weddings usually, if it's not in like a hotel or something or like an event space here, they usually hold it in Tagaytay. The name of the place what's the name of that place, man? It's like a, it's got a French ass name to it. I'll try to find. Ville Sommet. Ville Sommet. Okay. It was a beautiful venue. I'd never been there before. I've never hosted there before. It's like, parang nasa Scotland. Parang ganun.
Oh, my amazing.
It's like with trees and it's like a very nature-y place. And
the thing with Tagaytay is it gets very humid at one point. So can you imagine like in gowns and everything, like makeup kayo. But when sunset hits or sunset hits, ang lamig.
It's so cold.
Yeah, dude.
It was so cold driving home, legit. Tapos si Waze, dinan pa ako sa mga hindi ko alam mga back roads like the shit you see in Shake, Rattle and Roll. Like nakakatakot yung mga daan. I don't know why it took me there because on the way there, sobrang traffic, by the way, it was on a Saturday. Mm. Oh my God, it took me like 3 hours to get there, bro. Kaya lang ko pag, once I got off SLEX, I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm almost there.
That road. Nope. Yung that, Santa Rosa Tagaytay. Yeah, no,
that road is ass, bro. It's crazy. The wedding was super beautiful. Everyone at that wedding looked like models. Like the guys, the girls. I don't know what was in the food that they were eating growing up. But even the like legit yung tatay ni of the bride. He looked like he was 30, bro, and he looked so handsome. Wow. Sobrang guwapo nga. Yung
parang feeling mo ano underdressed ka palagi.
Yung ano yung 'di ba may mga event staff dun that assist, right? Like the coordinators. When the dad went to give his speech, tumingin ba sa coordinator and we're like, "Ang guwapo nga." We both like, "Look at this guy, he's a good-looking guy, man." But yeah, it was cool. Really overall great time. And they what was cool about this one is that they dance for like, because usually I don't know dito sa Pinas whenever I host something, if there's ever an after party or a DJ, they only last like an hour, dude. They dance. Yeah. They were going at it. I stayed for maybe an extra hour and a half just to hang out, but they were like going.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that. And the day before that, I also hosted. So it was back-to-back hostings. Ito naman, my first time hosting sa Mega Mall. Hindi man lapit ko lang sa Mega Mall. I live so close to Mega Mall. I've hosted at like almost every Mega, at almost every SM like around the area in the city, Metro Manila. Even out of town na SMs, naka-host na. But I've never landed a gig in Mega Mall. So finally, thank you to my Suki, Cyber Zone, for getting me. Yes. We hosted the opening of Game Fest. So it was cool. Nandun si Josh Cullen of SB19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was cool. A gamer pala yun. And then a famous gamer. His name is Razzie. I'm not familiar with the local streaming scene here. But he's a pretty popular streamer. And dami yung fans. Kala ko si Josh Cullen lang would be... I mean, Josh Cullen obviously had a lot of fans. Yeah. You know, 18. But... like the other guy, Razzie, he had a lot of fans as well. So I guess think of him as like, I don't know, see when masikat na siya, like Ninja or
Yeah. I actually have no idea.
Yeah, Kaisenat. Parang Kaisenat. So that was really cool too. So they just they launched the thing, and it's gonna go all across the Philippines for the next 8 weeks.
Is it in Mega Fashion Hall or no?
No, it was in the it's dun sa ano sa food court yung other events area yung dating skating rink, I guess, from way back in the day.
Okay.
Pero bala ko talaga is Fashion Hall. Eh. I mean, thank you Cyber Zone. I appreciate you, but gusto ko yung Cyber Zone one day. Like that's my dream. That's my.
Actually, you know what? I've hosted probably twice in Mega Fashion Hall.
Dalaga, it's insane. You're so lucky.
It's insane because, like, obviously, the whole SM can hear your voice.
Yeah, and it's five stories. You're looking up into the rafters. It's five stories.
And even if, let's say, closed off yung event, they have, like, other floors where people are looking at you and they're probably questioning, sino itong babaeng to? Bakit yung sa stage? Ano to?
Yung may, ano? Si May? Yung may Mega Mall.
Yes, ayun, yes.
When I remember that.
And then I also did another one for Candy Magazine, or for a magazine. Mm. I forgot what magazine that was. Okay. But yeah, it was really cool. Tas yun nga, parang the first time that I did it, that I hosted in Mega Fashion Hall, parang ako, guys, pwede hinaan? Nahihiya na ako. Buong SM na yung nakakarinig sa akin.
But yeah, that's my goal, man. Fashion Hall, because it's like it seems like, dude, it's the whole fucking mall is there, right? But other than that, I mean, to keep it short, so Paeng and I, we watched a movie. What movie was that? It was so good too. Shit, what did we watch, dude? It's escaping my mind right now. But okay, while I think of that, the other thing I want to recommend to all the Leche fans, I've been playing a lot of basketball. I've been talking about it the last few weeks, right? But I've been finding on Facebook, yung mga, so on Facebook, ang daming mga games. And I think racket siya for the people organized. Well, I'm sure, I'm definitely sure it's racket. Kasi it's medyo naninibago ako dito. It's kind of a culture change for me. Here, you have to pay to reserve a court, lalo na pag indoor court.
Yeah.
So what these guys do, these organizers, and dami kong group sa Messenger, may BGC ballers, home court ballers, kung ano mga names, and you have to reserve a court. So what they do is they invite people to come, and then you have to pay a share for the fee. That's usually sa mga grupo na to, may makasamang ano, libreng action shots, pare. They have
God.
Legit, bro.
No way.
Yeah, they have some even have a Facebook Live going so you can watch back your game after. But there's a lot of they bring a camera, then they post the photos on Facebook. It's really cool. Ang cool nga ng mga ibang photos ko. I found a few already with where they got me in a good angle, and it's really fun. So if you ever are needing to find a game, search ka lang Papawis Gaming. Or Papawis Basketball, or Papawis Tito Basketball, whatever. And they have it filtered by, like, may mga grupo for Pasig, for QC, and there's so many. I'm guessing off, I mean, just from my browsing, at least 30 of them, like, just all around Metro Manila. So, as in, hindi ka mawawalan ng game. You will never find a day na walang game going on, and they have them at all times of the day. I've been playing lately sa BGC, sa STI. Alam yung STI, yung malapit sa Kidzania.
Yes.
So I've been playing there on Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 p.m. to midnight. Like, imagine, like, they have schedules at 10 p.m. So it's really cool. So if you ever need, that's just my suggestion. If you're a person that loves playing basketball and you maybe you don't want to play in the outdoors, because I've been playing, diba, sa Nike court na libre. Pero ang init lately. I've been going at 12 or 2 p.m. Dude, I am burning. So I said, I need to play more indoors. And it's easier on your knees if you play indoors versus outdoors usually. So yeah, man, go find a group, or you can ask me and I'll tell you which groups are I can vouch for. And
you know, that is such a good kind of like, kumbaga parang it really sets up a community. Mm. I know na, okay, fine, may bayad and stuff like that. But for people to actually set that up, na parang may mga photographers and there's a Facebook Live and everything. Because I do remember when we were into cycling in the Philippines, I know that there are some like destinations where there are already photographers there. And obviously, like, hindi ko alam if kailangan mo sila bayaran or whatever for you to get that shot na nasa bike ka, tas parang umaahon.
Right.
But yeah, parang for me, those types of things, like those details, really creates a community. within that sport.
Yeah, as in, like, so I've been to, for example, yung sa STI sa BGC. That's my third time going. And I'm getting to know people's names. I get to know what they do. I met a guy kanina from, like, Mindanao. I'm just saying, like, there's so many, like, cool stories that you hear from people. And it's, like, all walks of life, man. Like,
amazing.
Yeah. Like, the guy who organized it, I just found out that he does grab, like, that's his full-time gig. So this is a sideline for him. And it's really, like, it's so cool, man. Like, and I remember we talked about it a few episodes ago. You asked me, like, so, di ba pupunta ka lang sa court? Do you need to know anybody? And I said, no, because, well, this is coming from someone who's played basketball for a long time, you know, like, literally, I don't know how many years, huh? Tanda ko na, no? Like, 15, 16, 17 years of my life, right? So, there's like a culture of when you meet people, like, you just kind of, like, even before the game, you kind of just vibe. And then after the game, like, everyone just says, oh, good game, bad. And you all, like, literally fist bump when you come in, when you go out, when you leave the court. So it's really, like, such a cool.
I mean, it's also because, you know, you already have something in common already. Mm. So it's probably easier to connect through that, right? You don't even have to know each other's last names for that, for you to be friends within the basketball.
Dami ko nung friends sa Instagram na ano, mga ballers, man. Like, so many. Yeah. So yeah, that's my suggestion. I literally, the name of the movie that we watched.
So it's probably forgettable.
No, it was
probably something
nakakainis kasi it was so good. I've just been so busy, like, playing basketball.
Hindi mo ba makikita yung Now Playing or Now Showing?
It's out of cinemas na eh.
Oh.
Brother, I am so sad because...
Who's the star?
I don't remember, bro.
Oh my God.
It was so good. Oh my God.
Ikwento mo na lang yung
I don't
synopsis.
Even remember. I just remember enjoying it so much. Legit. I don't know why. No, it's like a mental block. I rarely have these when it comes to
parang nagre-recommend ng pagkain. Sobrang sarap, guys. Sobrang sarap. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano. Hindi ko ma-describe.
Okay, I remember. No. It's called The Holdovers.
Okay.
Starring Paul Giamatti. So, sobrang ganda nga. For me, I really liked it. It's a slice of life movie about this college professor who is left, quote unquote, babysitting these boarding school kids. Mm. Specifically, one guy is the main kid character. Sobrang ganda. I don't know. It's not, and I know for a fact that it's not gonna be for everyone. And I also know that this might be the movie like that. Typically, I would be like, this movie is fucking boring. Or so slow. But I really enjoy it. I think Paul Giamatti just carries that movie, man. He's so good in it. It's such a good movie. And it's funny. It's heartfelt. The Holdovers. If you have a chance. Wala na sana. It's not in theaters anymore, I'm sure.
You know, Paul Giamatti, whenever he stars in a movie, he just... As in, well, first of all, I do agree with you. Like, usually he carries the movie and not the movie, like, the character itself.
Mm.
And he's such a powerful actor that you don't ever forget. Even now, like, forgettable, sige, sabihin natin forgettable yung name niya. But once he's in a movie, like, you know it's him.
Big Fat
you
Liar. Do you ever watch Big Fat Liar?
Yeah, I did.
Where we got painted blue. Classic, man. But yeah, so that's my week. Finn, bro. Shall we wapow?
Wapow. Okay. First of all, happy International Women's Month. And today, March 8th, well, for me here, when we're recording, it's March 8th, which is International Women's Day. So we are talking about the police regional office in Bicol that the 27 officers in the police regional office in Bicol did a stiletto run for hashtag Women's Month. Mm. And their theme was Lipunang Patas sa Bagong Pilipinas, Kakayahan ng Kababaihan, Patunayan. So basically, they're in solidarity with, you know, the women in their lives for the International Women's Month. And I think... what they did not really sit well with a lot of people.
Yeah, okay? Especially in the comments, you can see right off the rip.
That's true. So the term purple washing was thrown around. And just to give you guys an idea what it is, purple washing refers to the co-opting strategies that use minority rights to maintain or enhance structural forms of discrimination. So basically, using a minority group so that, you know, they can look good, basically. That's what I got from that one. So just to give you some history, International Women's Day is a global... It's a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. And it actually grew out from the labor movement. It started in 1908 when 15,000 women marched through New York City demanding shorter working hours, better pay, the right to vote. And then a year later, the Socialist Party of America declared the first National Women's Day. And UN in 1996 celebrated marked the event in 1975. And they adopted the theme, celebrating the past, planning for the future. So that's just a bit of history for, yeah, backstory for International Women's Month. Now, going back to the police regional office in Bicol, so PNP Bicol, did a stiletto run. And I know that it has been done in many countries before where men usually walk in her shoes. Mm-hmm. Yun yung usual na term. Catch they walk race. In, you know, women's shoes. Right. To walk or run in stilettos. And in the photo that they posted in the Philippine News Agency on Facebook, they were captured running in stilettos, in women's clothes, even with a tiny handbag, and in wigs, and in makeup. And it did not sit right with people.
Right.
For me, seeing it, obviously, already I saw people reacting negatively about it. So that colored my opinion already. Now thinking that, wait a minute, there is something wrong with this one. So looking into it more, I saw a bit of mockery in there for me. If you look at it and if you see. And obviously, for me, that's what I saw. Right. And I think a lot of people also kind of like feel the same way. Because obviously it's poking fun at people running in stilettos,
thinking
that that's what women do.
Right.
And okay, sige, fine. Let's say that women do run in stilettos, but I think we're forgetting that International Women's Month and International Women's Day is supposed to be a day celebrating, again, the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women,
right?
And not just
so parang kulang yung message, right?
Like, oh, yung parang ganun eh, na parang do you really understand what women go through by just running in stilettos?
Right.
Yun yung question ko dun.
I mean, kumbaga, the only thing you get from that is how uncomfortable it is to run in heels.
Yes,
right. Which most women don't do anyway.
That's true. Right? It's first of all,
you
it's
take it off and you swing it over your shoulder and then you go dancing, right? Like that's. That's what they, I see that all the time, but I've never seen anyone run, unless, I don't know, like some of the movies, right? Someone, maybe like a bride trying to catch the bus on a movie, in a movie. I'm sure that's happened before, but I've never seen people running steel.
But the thing is, kasi for me, this celebration, like how they celebrated International Women's Month and how they chose to celebrate it, I feel like raises more questions than answers. Na parang, I can't just... take it as is. Na parang, ah, okay, naiintindihan na pala nila yung mga kababaihan eh. Because I feel like, do you really? Yun yung tanong ko. Do you really? By running in stilettos, do you really know what women go through in the household, in their careers, in the corporate world, in politics, in their daily lives?
And also since it's, you know, PNP, I mean, I don't know about the... I'm sure there's some issues with like treatment of women by the police. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just guessing. But it wasn't highlighted at all in this. Event, quote unquote event. So yeah, I get what you mean. At first glance, because when I like just because I didn't know anything about this till you told me about it that we're gonna discuss it today. So I just at first glance, mapapatingin ka talaga because like, oh, that's not something you see all the time. So I guess my question is. If they did something, I guess the better question is, what would be more effective? Obviously, like a forum would be cool. But I mean, I guess this was supposed to, I'm guessing their mindset was like, oh, this will be something that people will talk about. This is kind of appealing in terms, because I don't know their intentions behind it, like behind each officer who participated. I mean, I'm sure they were just told like, hey, you guys have to do this, you know, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, I'm sure some of them didn't have malicious intent behind this. I think kulang lang yung thought process behind it. So what would you think, you know, especially as a woman, what would be something that would engage the masses? Like, or not the mass, but you know what I mean? Like, it's something that people who are not really going to go to a forum for women's rights and empowerment, like who won't sit there and listen to a speaker that they maybe haven't heard of. What do you think would be a better alternative?
Sa akin kasi, obviously, I won't have the answers
right
now. Mm. Because even if I do say na, oh, dapat may ganito, dapat may ganyan, would it be effective?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that this activity, like you said, I would actually prefer na parang there's something deeper
after
into it.
Yeah, after or before or during.
Kumbaga parang a conversation held, you know, between everybody basically, you know, understanding actually what women go through. That actually, okay, fine, you did run in heels, but did you know that that is not the only thing that women do?
Yeah.
You wanna, hey, alam mo ba that we don't just run in heels? You know what I mean? We don't just, you know, get our tiny handbags and stuff.
Yeah.
Na parang sana there's much more understanding when it comes to that. And it's not just like a PR stunt because, you know, women are not, I feel like it's unfair to be made just a PR stunt for a certain group of people to look good in the eyes of the masses.
I get
for
it.
For me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, there's actually something that happened 3 days later.
Okay.
Quezon's second district representative, David Suarez, delivered a joke at a press conference saying that, this is pertaining to the International Women's Month, saying that, kami naman pong mga kalalakihan ay naghahanda na rin po sa pagsiselebrate ng Women's Month. Handa na yung laundry soap namin, handa na yung mga plancha namin, handa na yung mga mantika at kaserola dahil isang buwan kaming maghuhugas, maglalaba, magsasampay, mamamalansya at magluluto sa aming mga tahanan. Which gives me an idea of how he looks at women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How he views women, that they are just for
that,
these household
activities,
chores, whatever you call it. That isn't it supposed to be like, hey, it's 2024, and if you are in a, sabi natin, heteronormative household where there's a man and a woman, that these chores, these responsibilities in the household, for me, is supposed to be something equal. You're supposed to go hand in hand with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nowadays, I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for the internet and social media that we see a lot of people normalizing not having a gender equated to a chore.
Yeah.
Na dapat babae sa kitchen. Dapat lalaki sa kotse.
Right.
Hindi na ganun, diba? So
I want to be a passenger princess, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, you can be.
That's just my favorite. I love it. You just
being
sit back.
Being in charge of snacks.
Yeah.
And
you're holding the Waze. You're eating chips. Like, it's so chill, you know?
Sa akin kasi, what's more, for me, something that I can control are the conversations within my circle. So I make it a point talaga that when I talk to my family or my partner, I make it a point to say that, hey, you know, yes, I can cook and I can clean, you know, and I can do all of those things, but it would be amazing to have this like as a partnership. Dalawa tayo gagawa nito. And it would be more amazing if I don't even have to say that. You know what I mean? It would be more amazing if it was just accepted in society that in the household, sabi natin, in that aspect of our lives, that people can do certain chores, whether you're a man or a woman, gay, lesbian, everything.
Anything. But the truth is, I mean, what's this guy's position? Mayor? I don't know. Sorry, what was he?
This is the
you look that up, he's
second district representative, a congressman.
Yeah.
Congressman.
What's sad is that, you know, when you hear that, you think like, oh, this guy's a douchebag, right? But it's a worldview that I'm guessing millions of men have, right? It's a worldwide pandemic. I don't know the word to use, but it really is the mindset.
It's still a societal norm. Yeah, it's still something that is instilled in people's minds. Mm-hmm. Na parang once kinasal ka, or once you live with
I guess that's also the basis of a lot of feminism, right? Like in terms of, because I remember I had a teacher, she was like a super hardcore feminist. But sometimes not a knock on her, but like sometimes you don't know, like, is this going too far? Like, cause I remember she was telling a story, right. Of, how she was on a date with a guy. She's saying it to the class. I don't know why. And the guy opened the door for her and she's like, don't do that for me.
Okay.
So I was like, shit, I don't want to say anything like, well, you know what I mean? Like, I'm afraid to offend her. Because I do something that she doesn't like, she thinks that, oh, I can do this myself. So I don't know. That was just my, I remember that. I don't know why, because I don't even remember her name. I don't remember what class she taught. That story stuck in my head for a long time. I was like, oh shit, like, should I be like not doing some things or doing more things, blah, blah, blah. I guess that's I guess those are the challenges when it comes to breaking that worldview, that stereotype that millions of people have. Like, what crosses the line? What doesn't? Right? Like, paying for dinner. Like, a lot of girls are still like, you got to pay for dinner on the first date. Yeah, I mean, we had that. We talked about that whole list. Don't take these girls. Don't take me here on a first date. Like, that. But then, you talk about the other side of things. Like, no, I'm not only going to be the one doing the cleaning, blah, blah. So sometimes I find it like, where does equality like really lie? Sometimes that thought comes in my head because of that teacher, bro. I swear that thought is still in my head. I forgot what she taught, man, but I remember. It was
actually naman kasi parang naisip ko. Yeah, that is pretty. Kumbaga parang ang hirap intindihin.
Yeah.
It's something that really is hard to understand, right. Or like put yourself into, alam mo yun, na parang saan ba talaga? Kasi those are very personal things. You know what I mean?
True.
Like holding the door for someone and you have a preference. You have a preference na, actually, I don't like it when people hold the door for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes kasi mapapaisip ka na, what if people are just kind?
Right, right.
Yung ganun. Kumbaga parang it's a matter of kindness versus feminism. So, yun lang yung parang view ko sa ganun na those things are very personal that maybe it's something that
it's like pronouns,
preference
right?
niya
like
talaga. Pronouns. Oh, preference right, niya talaga. Because I wouldn't mind if, somebody would hold the door because I would hold the door
for
a man
else.
Or a woman right. or anybody, True. Honestly, at this point. Because, maybe because you're a human, you're a decent human being.
Did I tell you that story? I feel like I told you. My cousin and I went to the mall in the States a long time ago. I was still there. And I opened the door. I held the door open. And these ladies were like a few paces back. Like, I didn't have to hold the door. It was this typical like mom, the black lady in movies, like who does like who's really like kind to everyone. Yo, mama raised you right. Like she said that when she walked by. I remember that's a core memory for me because my cousin and I were like laughing, like, oh my god, that was so cute.
Kasi di ba parang mapapaisip ka, if you think about it. Holding the door for somebody, is it supposed to be a woman or a man's job at this point?
That's what I'm saying. I guess they say because like chivalry, right? Like there's the whole concept of chivalry. And then there's another one. I forgot who it was. Someone said that they didn't like it was a woman who didn't like the term girl boss. And when I say girl boss, I always really associate that as a compliment. Like she's a girl boss. But then their reasoning behind it was, it's just a boss. You're a boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes I guess that's why people tread carefully. That's just how I feel about like certain things. Like, I don't know what is sometimes tama ba to, mali ba to.
Yun nga eh. Kasi the reason why I'm saying this is because sometimes these concepts or these ideas when it comes to feminism, it's so great, it's so massive,
yeah.
Hindi mo siya kaya makontrol, hindi mo alam kung saan mo ilalagay yung sarili mo. That's why I like controlling it by having these conversations with the people close to me.
Right, right.
Na parang I have my own stand, which I don't like...
Have to apply to everyone. Right.
Yeah, I don't preach it to everybody, but when it comes, let's say, to my family, when it comes to my family, I always stand up for myself saying that, bakit yung kapatid ko na lalaki hindi maghuhugas ng plato?
O Boju! Boju!
Naalala ko yun. Wait, I have this kwento. Okay. I remember when I was still living with my parents, I was in college, I believe. Sabi ng parents ko sa akin, maghugas ka na. Sabi ko, bakit si Boju hindi pwede maghugas ng plato? Sabi ko, may kamay naman siya. Binigyan siya ng Diyos ng kamay, di ba? Ng paa para maghugas ng plato. Tapos, yung kapatid ko naman, not knowing what was happening, sabi niya, maghugas na ako, chill ka lang. Tapos, sabi ng parents ko, alam mo, taga-UP ka nga. And I'm like, I do not care. I have to stand up for myself. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah. Those conversations, that I can control, yeah. I do that with the people close to me. So I feel like kung masyadong massive yung idea of feminism, you know what I mean?
Just work from within.
Pero yeah, so honestly, when I saw the statement of Representative David Suarez, umiikot talaga yung mata ko. Talagang, and I can't believe that, you know, these things are still being said, especially in public and from a public official. So
one of the comments said in some PNP, so boomer of them. Well, just kind of sums it up. No, I know that's generalizing, but so boomer.
I know.
Of them, right?
But yeah.
Yeah. Any more thoughts on this one, Rika G?
I have so many thoughts. So many thoughts. I think we have to end there. Well, we want to know what you think. You know, yeah. Like we said, we like starting a conversation between, you know, you, your friends. Mm. What do you think? Discuss it with your friends. Discuss it with your family, with your partner.
I mean, that's the whole point of the month, right? It's not just, you know, something that you post on your story. I mean, not knocking anyone that does that. I'm just saying, if you post a Happy International Women's Month, do you really know what it's all about? Well, there we go. Mm. I mean, stuff like that. So Happy International Women's Month and Wapow.
Wapow.
Let's talk about Glock 9, one of your favorite artists, right? I'm sure.
I know.
You're a big Glock 9 fan. And so Glock 9 recently, like you said, he went on an interview and then he revealed something about his song Sirena, which came out, I don't know, years ago, right? Like that's it's an old song with Ebe Denzel. And he said that he actually wrote that song as a gift to the LGBTQ community, including his son. This song is actually inspired by his son. Quote verbatim, he says, when we released that song, I was really scared. I was so scared because I didn't want to offend anyone. I knew that when I wrote that, I wasn't wearing my own shoes. I wore someone else's shoes. And he was referring to his son, who is, I think he's gay, right? Like, I think that's the term. I just want to make sure I get that right. But yeah, so a lot of people were kind of surprised because if you've heard the song before, it is a pretty, it's kind of different from a lot of the hip hop that came out during that time, yeah. Right? So it was, I don't know if it's groundbreaking. I'm sure there's been other, you know, it's like one that I always bring up if ever this comes out is yung kay Macklemore before. That was the first song that I really heard from him because, you know, Macklemore gets a lot of hate for not being a great rapper, but Same Love is probably one of his, I think it's his best song, right? I think it's his best song. And it really reminds you of the power of music as well in terms of like Same Love was used by so many LGBTQIA plus proposals and stuff like all throughout that when that song came out. And I think Sirena had that impact as well with a lot of people, including like I looked it up because when we were kind of just pre-prodding for the podcast today, there was someone who wrote an op-ed in Preview saying Sirena by Glock 9 taught me how to swim. It's too long, I'm not gonna delve into the whole thing, but basically the gist is that song kind of as the title says, taught him how to kind of navigate in that world. So, I mean, what do you have to say about Glock 9 and Sean?
If I haven't told you before that I stan Glock 9, I hard stan
Glock
him.
Glock 9, Shanty Dope.
Forever.
Those are the two I always heard when you were hanging out.
And what an artist, right? Mm. To actually, you know, release a song like that, not knowing that, you know, it will transcend to different communities and different people all around the world. And parang minsan wini-wish ko talaga na I wish everybody can understand Tagalog so that you can listen to this song and actually, you know, really feel it. But you don't even have to kasi, you know, you will really feel it.
That's true.
And even that interview, that whole interview, being so open to his fans and to everybody and why he wrote that song. I admire him so much for doing that.
Yeah.
And wala lang, parang for me, grabe lang, that's the reason why I love our job before when we get to interview artists, because you really get these nuggets in these interviews where you see a part of them, a part of their personality and who they are in these songs. Yeah, and even that song that was released, what, probably more than 10 years ago?
I'm guessing more than that. Because right? I was listening to that, like, I think I was still in the States. By the way, I'm almost been here for 9 years. Can you believe that?
Wow. Yeah.
So I remember listening to that, I think, in college or something, even before Siguro. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Glock 9 continued on the interview, saying my son is gay. When he wrote that, he hadn't told them yet. So he says, I don't know how to tell my child how much I love him. I'm very proud of my child. He goes on to say, sometimes I think about how life gives you hints of magic here and there. When I finished Sirena, I didn't really know, and I don't mind because he's my child. I'm proud to have a son like Daniel. I love my children very much, and I will do everything for them. So yeah, I mean, he didn't know at the time that his son, because his son just came out a few years ago, according to the article. Yeah. So I guess maybe he just felt it as a parent. I'm sure maybe he just had a deeper connection, like where he didn't even need to be told, or his son didn't have to come out to him. So yeah, I mean, what a cool, like, I mean, the song itself already was very good, but I feel like this just makes it extra special in terms of, especially now that you know the inception of it all, you know, the origins of it. And
honestly, if I really recommend you guys watch Glock 9 live.
He's good, bro. I've seen him live a few times.
The part where he's rapping and performing and everything is so good. But what I think is so special when you watch him live is he has these little like anecdotes before he performs a song where he shares how he wrote the song, when he wrote the song, why he wrote the song. As in, like, grabe. And I yung hindi ko makakalimutan, and I don't remember what song that was. I think it was Magdalena. That song where he said that he, parang shinare niya na sinulat niya pa yun nung nurse siya or like nursing student siya, parang ganun. Mm. Which, did you know that he was
a nursing student?
Before.
Yeah. Before. I know that because he talked about it when I saw him perform live.
Yeah. As in, I truly 100%, as in, hindi talo yung pera niyo pag binayaran niyo yung ticket to watch Glock 9 because he is such a good performer. And now you see that he's such a good person. Yeah. Wow.
And he has his 27th, he's going to be celebrating his 27th anniversary in the industry. And he's going to have a collaboration with Mr. Energy, Gary V.
Wow.
The title of the song is called Walang Pumapalakpak. I haven't heard the song yet. I don't know if it's out yet. But I guess look out for that. And if you can catch...
Like, what I love... Sorry.
No, I was just saying, if you can catch Glock 9, he's cool, really good live.
And what I love about his songs is it always tells a story. It is a story. And it's not just like those, you know, like...
Panda. Those have a place.
Those have a place.
But come on, man. Panda overs, you know, I can't... At least Panda, you know, Panda you can listen to in the club. But if you really want deeper... Because I found that, you know, when I was younger... Obviously, the songs that you hear on radio, those are the chart toppers, right? Those are the crowd pleasers. But if you delve into the discography of most artists, even ones that are considered like not even the best of the best artists, there are some really good storytellers. There's one, Ill Mind of Hobson. See, Hobson. Okay. There's there's this guy, this rapper named Hobson, who has never made like a chart topping hit. I'm sure, like, I've never heard any of his songs on the radio, but he has this series called Ill Mind of Hobson, and it's like numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I forgot which one that really, when I listened to it, I was like, damn, that really speaks to me on a deeper level. He talks about like, oh, it's so good. I have to find which one it is, but yeah, Hobson, Hopsin. Hanapin mo lang sa YouTube. I think it's number 6. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my my thoughts on that, man. Any more thoughts on Glock 9 and Sirena and the song? I mean, that's a great song. I really like it.
One of the songs that I really like from Glock 9 is called Norem, and I remember. So this was released in 2017, and it talks about what do you call this? It talks about yung parang, how do I describe it? Like the drug, what do you call this? Culture, I guess.
Okay.
In the Philippines, na parang yung, so the, I think they had like 3 rappers there. Tapos they talk about like the pushers and then the users and then the yung parang the whole shebang. And for me, the reason why it is such an amazing song because it was released in the height of
the drug war.
The drug war. Right. What was that? Oplan, yung kay Duterte before.
Yeah.
I forgot the drug war. Yeah. Basically, which is what a badass move. Right? Am I right?
What a way.
To actually release a song. You know, making people talk about it and making people realize that these are actual human beings being killed in the streets, and they are, you know, they're pushed to sell illegal drugs because of their lifestyle and stuff like that. Grabe. That song, I recommend you guys watch the music video.
What's the title
and
again?
Listen
Sorry?
To the song. Norem. It's baliktad siya ng meron. Baliktad siya ng meron. Yes. So parang meron akong something may bebenta sa iyo, parang ganun. Oh, and then
you want to actually, while we're here, I mean, you must have other, because I'm sure there are some virgin Glock 9 like listeners who've never heard a Glock 9 song except for maybe the ones that, you know, the top. Do you have any other underrated gems that you maybe off the top of your head? I'm sure maybe it's hard to think of them on the spot, but if you have any
another one that I just discovered maybe like 2 to 3 years ago, Traffic na naman, which is TRPKNNMN.
Oh, I know that song.
But
I know
that song. Yeah. And then I'm guessing it just really shows you traffic in Manila. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, it talks about like social issues, diba? Mm-hmm. So that one I really like.
Yeah, because most Simpleng people have Tao heard Simpleng Tao. I mean, that's the one. That's what I was gonna say. That most people have probably heard Simpleng Tao at like a barangay, you know, event or something. Because that's it's a feel good song, man.
Mm-hmm. Another strong one is Upuan.
Yeah,
which that's a good song. It talks about, you know, the politics and how people strive and fight for the top seat, you know.
And his songs with Shanti really... Dope are pretty good, too.
Yes, of course.
And the one with Six Cycle Mind, which one's that one? I forgot the title. Oh. I like that one, too. I forgot the title. He has one with Six Cycle Mind, but...
I don't remember. Pero,
Kasalanan!
There's a bunch!
Kasalanan! That's a
Kasalanan.
That's a good one. So yeah, any more thoughts of on Glock 9?
I wish I could watch him again live.
Minsan nag-international sila. I mean, I know
The thing is, this is how much of a fan I am of Glock 9. I follow his wife on Instagram. To be fair, yung wife niya kasi is the manager, I believe. Parang ganun of like the record label. Of a lot of artists in the Philippines. You know, you get updates they have concerts in other countries and stuff like that. That's the reason why I followed her.
I see.
And not just because I'm just a stalker, no. But it's really interesting to see because she also posts like, you know, like different aspects of Glock 9 and different artists.
A different side that you don't see
on stage. Yeah. So there. Yeah. We stand Glock 9. Yeah. So, and his songs.
Wapow?
Wapow!
Oh, by the way, it's Ill Mind of Hobson 7 is the one that really hit me. So if anyone wants to check that, it's on YouTube. It has 79 million views, surprising, right? Because like you've never, I'm sure most people have never heard of him. But
yeah,
I'm guessing it's
I've heard of it. I've heard of the artist, but I've never really listened to the song.
So, well, Pau, and the last thing we're talking about is Benny Blanco, who, like you mentioned, might fly under the radar for a lot of people. He's not like a household name. He's not like Drake or someone. Yeah. But he is responsible for a lot of the bigger songs that came out in the last, you know, I guess 5-10 years. But he has gone viral for the wrong reasons this time. For the way that he treated the food that he was eating from Jollibee. If you haven't seen the video yet, basically he's kind of doing like, he's like eating in front of the camera. It's kind of parang siyang mukbang style.
Yeah.
And he's trying all the stuff. And it came to the point where people were calling him out for being disrespectful to how he approached his, I wouldn't even call it a review, his
reaction
I guess, to Jollibee. Like he took the spaghetti and then he spat it out into the fucking, into the plate where it's at. It was like,
I know. So nobody can eat it anymore. Yeah, nobody can taste it anymore.
You know, so, you know, obviously it hit a nerve with Filipinos. But not just Filipinos. I mean, just a lot of people who, maybe a lot of foodies as well. I don't know if there have been any, like, big name food critics that have chimed in. I probably, or like at least maybe like
Anthony Bourdain did try Jollibee.
He liked it.
I don't know if he liked spaghetti.
He liked the, I forgot.
Burger.
How about that? I think it was the mango pie. But I remember him watching that episode. I was like, oh, he approved. Anthony Bourdain approved. So yeah, a lot of people have been voicing their, you know, their disdain for the way he treated.
I know.
Jollibee.
I guess like a lot of people are saying like, that's just not a kind thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, for me, when I saw it, I was like, okay, he didn't like it. I mean, hindi din naman siya super foodie. He's not like, well, he's not a chef. He's not a well-known food critic or anything. Right. Basically, he's a well-known person, yes. Yeah. But do we really have to, or will people take his word for it?
Yeah.
Diba? Parang I just wish that people don't and they try it for themselves, but yeah.
He tried to add some social proof in a sense, like he prefaced it. I don't know if you saw the whole thing, but basically he said that he grew up with a Filipino stepmom. So he did grow up eating Filipino food, he said. So at least he added that, I guess. Because my fear lang is that, well, Jollibee doesn't need more revenue. I'm sure they always want more revenue, but Benny Blanco has an audience that I'm sure is not mostly Pinoy. He's the people, because he posted this on TikTok, right? And I'm guessing the more people who follow him are not Filipino, or at least Americans, mostly American. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing mostly Americans from different, you know, ethnicities. So my fear lang is that they will associate like, oh, Filipino food is gross. Right,
yeah.
Like that's the thing that I feel like is the fallout that could come from this. Although I don't think it's really. I think it's just gonna fly in the wind, like most of these kinds of incidents do when celebrities do something insensitive. People kind of just forget about it. But I guess that's the short term effect of a video like this. Because he could. I mean, there's nothing wrong, right? There's nothing wrong with disliking food if you didn't like it.
Fine,
man. Let's move on. Man. Come on, more for us, right? But the way he did it was so whack, bro. It was so whack. Like, and then he was saying like, "This smells like vomit." Like, what the fuck? I thought he was saying like, "This smells like vomit." I mean, come on, bro.
I really, you know what? Just to stray away from Benny Blanco, who is, you know, big in the music world, yes, but probably in the food world, maybe not so much. But there, oh my gosh, I don't remember her Instagram, but there is a Filipino food content creator. Yung laging yung intro is, Filipino food is so much more than adobo. And that's what I actually want to say. That Filipino food is so much more than Jollibee and adobo and lumpia, because there's so much more to taste and to discover when it comes to Filipino food. I mean, you're from Pampanga, and they always say that, you know, Pampanga. Food in Pampanga is just top notch, and different. I do agree, and not just there because it's just it's so much more than that. So
I remember
if you are listening,
Heard on Thursdays, diba, sa RX before.
Yeah,
I've interviewed like I don't know like a bunch of the top chefs in that you know you might know a few of them. Like their names don't escape me right now, but yun nga, like especially on that point about I think we talked about it on the podcast before, but about adobo being like the main thing. One of the chefs I remember, I forgot who it was, said like we gotta stop making balut. The thing
I
that
know.
We fucking
exactly,
you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I like balut, man. I eat it, man. I eat it. But like, why are you trying to go with shock value as the thing that you want to associate with Filipino food, right? I mean, give them something else, bro. And I mean, also like dinuguan is great. I love dinuguan, but they always like it. It's something that. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, people like, oh,
it puts
chocolate
them
meat.
Off right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, 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 that's
it
what I'm saying.
It puts them off right away.
Right.
Instead of kind of like appreciating the food as it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you are going to talk about a food that's, let's say, may shock value, balut, or dinuguan, or sisig, or whatever, parang to talk about it in a kumbaga in a historical point of view is also would be I feel like would be good because you would understand the dish even more why it was created why sisig was created before na parang yun na lang yung meat na natitira yun na lang yung meat na pwede natin kainin kaya you know or yun yung meat na sobrang
affordable back then
nobody wants and stuff like that. But yeah, I totally agree that I feel like we should stop making balut the first thing that other people
you're
eat.
You're trying to gross people out. I mean, sorry to all the like the balut stands out there, but it's not the most appetizing looking dish, first of all. And it really is shock value, dude. Like, when I don't know why that topic always comes when Filipinos are talking to a foreigner, like who's never been to Philippines. Oh, you should try. Have you tried balut? And they'll ask, "What's that?" Oh, you just wait for it. Like wait for it. Surprise.
To be honest, yung balut for me, it is good, but it doesn't really say anything. Kumbaga, parang it doesn't speak to me. Parang it's just something that you can eat and
it doesn't encompass like. All, I mean,
what Filipino food
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's so many. The chef that I interviewed also said, like, you know, as much as people know Pampanga, you know, Pampanga is known for sisig and all this, there's so many other provinces that have their specialties which aren't given the spotlight.
I feel like ma-appreciate mga tao, Ilocos empanada. Oh my, that orange. Ooh! Tapos may itlog, tapos parang meron pa nung meat sal. Oh my gosh. Alam mo ba, I remember before, nagpadala ko sa friend ko ng Ilocos Empanada. Kahit na it became a little soggy, it slaps, man. But for me, my question for you is, what would you let other people taste?
Well, I mean, I feel like when you're easing somebody into a new food, you have to kind of start with the staples that most people probably have in their cuisine. So, I mean, as much as adobo is like, I know that we were just discussing like Filipino food is more than adobo. Adobo is a good place, like a good jumping off point. But there's also so many varieties of yung mga pansit and noodles natin that I feel like would be something that
palabok,
I think.
For me, I would actually recommend if I were to let my friends here in the UK taste a certain Filipino food, it would be sinigang. It's something that I would be. It would be easier for me to kind of, what do you call this, contextualize. Pwede ko sabihin na, it's kind of like sour soup. Alam mo yun? Parang hot and sour soup.
Yeah, because they probably had Chinese food or Thai food.
So, and plus, sinigang is very warming. Diba? It warms your soul, your heart, your stomach, and it's easy to digest and... for me, that's one of the things that I would let my friends taste if there was a chance.
I do remember
if you guys saw, I asked Charlotte, my friend from here, but she grew up in Ireland. I asked her to like taste Filipino food. And yes, I did let her taste halo-halo, which she appreciated. Mm. And then I also let her taste the red hot dog.
Tapos, yeah, I remember yung you comment told this
niya,
story, yeah.
Yeah, yung comment niya was like, I've never seen anything this red before. But it's so good when it's charred.
True. And also, I know, like, we have so many great desserts. Desserts. Well. I mean, since you mentioned halal, I mean, kakanin in general, like, there's so many varieties that I think that most people would love. And it looks appealing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it looks
colorful.
It looks delicious. Right?
Sapin-sapin, so, diba?
Yeah, dude, give me some of that shit. So, yeah. But I agree. I think sinigang is also great. Or bulalo, something like that.
Bulalo.
Right? Bulalo would be a good one, too, to start off with. But yeah, so Benny Blanco, back to Benny Blanco. The video reached, let me see, I saw the number here. Millions. 6.7 million views, probably more now. I don't know if he took it down. I don't know if he's apologized.
I don't think he should apologize. It's his opinion.
Yeah, but he should apologize for the way he acted, man. Like,
I mean,
simply because he didn't cook the food, right? Like, it's not his creation.
Yeah.
He's shitting on, like, I mean, Jollibee is a fast food chain. And I know that people, I mean, some, you know, fast food chains kind of take the brunt of the blow and if they release something that isn't good.
Yeah.
But, like, if it was from a restaurant, I mean, I wouldn't do this if it was from a restaurant or I would never do that in general. That's just not how a normal person should act.
I know. Whether that's not nice.
Whether you're a celebrity or not, like, you could do it maybe behind, like, if he does it behind closed doors, you know, if Selena's cool with that, you know, more power to them, bro. But that's just that shit is fucking tasteless. I mean, excuse the pun, right? Like, it's not classy behavior. And I know, but the thing is, so I know Benny Blanco more because he appears in the TV show Dave with Lil Dicky that I actually really like that show. So he has like a side character role there. And I think he plays himself, but I don't know if he's really like that in real life. I'm sure he plays an exaggerated version of himself, but I know he's trying to be like comedic. I don't know I don't know if like in his mind's like, oh, this is funny. Maybe
his sense of humor is just super on a different level.
It is a little bit bizarre in the show, so maybe it really, that's just how he is. Maybe he didn't mean to offend anyone, but still, man, like, that shit is whack. Like, I would never
for
do
me,
that.
Jolly Spaghetti is still top tier when it comes to the spaghetti in the Philippine, like, fast food chains.
Spaghetti.
Really? Yeah. I find it a bit watery. Really? Kumbaga parang mas saucy siya than the Jolly Spaghetti. Yung Jolly Spaghetti kasi parang siyang mas thick.
For me, yung spaghetti na McDo, pero yung chicken ng Jolly. Although,
ako baliktad.
Although, McDo's chicken is fucking banging. Since, I don't know, di ba they released that?
I know.
The, ano, ano yung kay Vice Ganda? Ano yung tagline dun? Much, ano? No, crispier something. Basta may tagline sila eh. And then, di ba I hosted McDonald's something on Christmas?
Yeah.
So, dude, I tried it that night and then I've had it. Like, I feel like my last few fast food orders na fast food is McDo because when I tried it nung December, that shit slaps, bro.
Yeah. For me, McDo chicken, but Jolly Spaghetti.
Talaga? That's, baliktad pala tayo. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
to
yeah.
each their own, right? And we don't spit it out on TikTok.
In
right?
front of your camera.
Man.
All right. That's it, man.
Any more thoughts on Betty Blanco? I swear to you, Betty Blanco is Selena Gomez, man.
I know. I honestly thought that it wasn't real when they first announced it. So, yeah, right. I think we should end it there with Benny Blanco. Yeah, yeah.
Wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's do one final one. I read it, Ricardo's. This one I found really interesting. I found it, I think, a week or two ago. It was one of the top threads in Hypothetical Situation. It got me thinking. It was one of those ones where I was like, oh, that's a good one. So the question, the prompt was, you can teleport to any four fixed points on the planet. Where do you choose? And I
so yung four lang na yun.
Yeah, I mean, if you can teleport, you can only have that, and it's permanent. The only, I guess, criteria they had was it has to be a 10 by 10 by 10 foot space. So, maliit lang.
Okay.
But other than that, I think it was just free reign on how you answer. And a lot of the questions or a lot of the answers were it was very diverse. One of the top answers, and I don't know if I would include this, was definitely a toilet was one of them, which would be good.
So that's the only four places. Yeah,
that you can teleport to. Like, but you can pick a country, like, but you have to pick a place. Like, you can't just be like, I want to go to Japan and go anywhere in Japan. It has to be a certain spot. So do you have any already, like, do you think, like, for sure, like your house? But what if you move? Like, imagine this is a permanent thing, right? So,
okay.
So if it's your condo, if you leave that condo, you'll teleport in there when someone's in there, right? And I guess, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you want to, like, I was really thinking about it for, I have to pick a spot that will never change the geography because, like, what if, you know, bigla, you teleport there and there's like a construction
zone. But that's impossible. I know. I feel like you just have to risk it exactly. Because everything will change at one point.
That's true. But diba? So let's take that caveat aside where you won't die if you teleport to, but what places would you choose?
So... definitely places. My childhood home.
Okay, so QC.
I would pick that.
That place in QC, okay.
Because, you know that it's your home. Yeah. You know where it is. True. You probably have, I probably still have clothes there, true. Probably. Another one would be a home of a billionaire.
Okay, so you would steal.
No, but I would just stand there and they'd be like, I feel like at one point they'd be accepting of me already.
Really?
Always just be there. That's a legit. Sorry, that's the deal. I have to teleport.
Hey there, Elon. Like, what you doing
hello,
here?
Hello, Jeff Bezos. if it's not their personal home, like a summer home of a certain billionaire where they're not there most of the time.
Okay. Just to get the juices flowing while you think, some of the top answers were probably one of the major airports. So New York, LA, Hong Kong, London are some of the answers here.
Singapore. So everything is there. Changi Airport.
Yeah, Changi
Airport. So you have a cinema. You can like sleep there. Diba?
Let's see what else. Someone said that they would teleport 10,000 feet above the Mojave Desert. Oh, this is for nefarious purposes. He says I'd be able to kill anyone I could touch by teleporting them there.
Why?
I guess the rule also is that you can bring like something with you or someone with you. Would that change your answer? Like, so let's say you can bring Ryan with you.
I'll bring Ryan all the time.
Well, yeah, that's
all
true.
The time.
Would you
even if like he's in the middle of work?
Right. Let's go to Jeff Bezos' house, Ryan.
Go to the summer house of Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, the question was like one of the comments says this is a genuinely like one of the best questions on Reddit. I'm excited to think about it for the next few days. And really, I still remember thinking about it for like a day after that. I was like, shit, where do I go? Because you know my place. I think obviously your home would be great, but at the same time, I'm always home. So I'm thinking like, shit, do I want to waste one of my four jump points?
But the thing is, if you eliminate your home, then you won't be able to go there anymore, right? I'm thinking yun lang yung apat na pwede mong puntahan. And then from there, you can go around.
Yeah. I mean, right? I guess that it's great for traveling back. Like, let's say, ayaw mo na mag-commute, o, diba, teleport home. So I guess, I'm going to pick my place, right? That's definitely one. But the other three is really different. I mean, if you want to be philosophical about it, there's I'm sure there's three like sentimental places you could pick, because I wouldn't pick a place that I've never been to, right? Like I wouldn't be like, oh, I want to teleport to I don't know, like Germany, somewhere in I've been to Germany.
Hindi, tsaka kasi, would you have the money
to what
you would, right, to live there? Kunwari, sabi natin Germany, like a house in Germany.
Oh no, diba? I mean, it's literally like you have to pick a place, and once you're there, like you have to deal with everything there.
Whatever.
It's not like you get the house that you live in. I mean, it's not like you get wherever you teleport, you own that.
Exactly.
Place. Yeah, I mean, shit, like I'm trying to think where else it would be. I mean, if you want to be evil, or not evil, but if you want to break the law, some people were saying in the comments I would pick a bank, like a bank vault or something, like a bank vault after hours, you can go in there.
Tas kukuha ka na pera, tas
yeah, and that is kind of like a teleport.
That could be.
Would you commit crime with this teleport?
I wouldn't want to.
I probably would.
I wouldn't want to.
I know you wouldn't because want to, but like I feel like you would just do it because it makes... you just do it because you have the power. Feel
ko lang. Sabagay, pwede ko kumuha like mga 2,000 ganun lang. Tapos and they won't even notice it or something. But yeah, I would actually pick like a top floor of a like Google office.
Really?
And they'd be like, "You know what, since you're here all the time, let's give you a job." Yeah. Yun yung wish ko. But since you're here all the time, why don't you be a data analyst or something, diba? Or whatever.
Would any beaches or like a favorite vacation destination be one of your four jump spots?
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. I honestly,
I've never been there though.
I feel like Tokyo. I've never been there. I feel like I could do Tokyo. I feel like I like Tokyo. Because then, you know, I'd have here, I'd have,
so, kunwari,
I'd have Tokyo. If I pick
kunwari,
the bank.
After the bank. Oh, after diba? The bank.
Derecho, Tokyo.
Go to Tokyo. Oh, you have yung, pwede. Ako, Korea.
Korea.
Seoul.
Oh, there we
Seoul.
Go.
Seoul. Yeah.
Diba? And then, shit, man. I'm trying to think. Like, because there's, I don't want to waste it. Like, I feel like after I pick my four and there's no take backsies, I'd be like, fuck, why did I choose this place? This place sucks.
Wala, no, you just have to decide. So I think that would be it, right?
Yeah, I guess so, man. But yeah, so let us know if you have any. I'm sure there's some Leche fans would probably creative answers or maybe some different answers from what people had on Reddit. But yeah, someone said Disneyland, which would be cool. I like, yeah, I love cool. Disneyland. Some people said national parks in the U.S. I mean, these are, I guess, users from the States. National parks, if you're big into national parks, probably your favorite national park. I'm trying to think if there's a vacation spot that I would go to other than Tokyo, if I would make it worthy of a... Because I feel like you'd lose the appeal after, mm-hmm, if you can go there all the time. So, yeah. I mean, let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. That is the podcast for today. Congratulations, Rika G, my friend.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Ryan as well. You're now engaged. Did you change your Facebook status? That's the most important
thing.
Oh,
my gosh.
You have to change it on Facebook. So,
I will.
That it's official.
We have to change our Facebook status.
Are you in Dima?
Yeah. I already told him.
It's FB official. Okay. It's FB. It's got to be FB official. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll learn more about your... plans,
shenanigans, our plans
in the next few years or whatever, whenever it takes place. But yeah, man, anything else you want to say? Oh, follow us online and stuff like
that. Follow us online. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram it's at Halo Halo Show. We have a Facebook group called the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. I know we haven't really been posting a lot there, but we will at one point, I promise. And watch out for whatever's new. And I think that's it. That's it for me.
Should be back next week and enjoy the rest of this one. And we'll catch you all. Extra song. I love the show.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.